This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. And this hour, we'll be joined by Dan Watson, our certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience, one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of things on today's broadcast. And don't forget, if you got a question for Dan, we got a telephone for you to dial into live at 855-660-4261. Mackenzie will take your call, 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer, email bob@autoworldradio.com or DanWatson@thelubepage.com. Any of those will work just fine. Let's go to the guest lines and bring forth the man himself, and let's see what he's been up to of late. Hey there, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm doing well on this fine, hot evening, Bob.
Yeah, definitely. We've had our share of hot weather down here in Central Florida. I have a little bit of taste of things to come, I'm afraid.
Well, we've just been missing those thunder bumpers in the afternoon. We need to get them back here to cool off things about 3 or 4 o'clock. I get all these 9,900-degree temperatures. It's too hot.
Yeah. It's funny how even natives of Central Florida, like yourself, still complain. I mean, it's not unlike Boston, where natives who have lived there all their lives will still say that they hate the snow, yet they stay here. And I ran into somebody on Friday who was a native to Central Florida, and yet, you know, she was just complaining about the heat. But you would think after a while, you being in this neck of the woods, you got to expect, you know, these are the hot months for the summer.
Yeah, I think what happens is that, unfortunately, when you get older and you put on some more insulation, shall we say, you'll handle the heat like you did when you were a strapping 25-year-old, you know, with 7% body fat or something. So, anyway. Well, listen, Bob, we kind of have a little short tradition going on here. I've been trying to, you know, spice up things a little bit and ask you a couple questions as we do this lube hour once a week and, you know, get little interesting things, tidbits that come in, and I've discovered that you are just a wealth of general automotive knowledge, all kinds of things about cars. I would say you are a real car nut. Let's just call it what it is.
Thank you, my friend.
You know your cars. So, hey, I thought of this question, and I'll lay it out, and then I'll give you kind of my three selections. And really, folks, when you hear this question, you're going to thank yourself out there, our listeners of half a dozen, because anybody that's been around as long as I have, you know, I figured it up the other day, like owning something like 25 cars or something, vehicles. I could own more than that, but I don't get rid of them very fast. But, you know, and thinking back on some of those, of which ones I kind of wish I hadn't owned and others that I'm sorry I got rid of. But anyway, we look at this as the three worst automobiles since the Model A Ford. And I'm not a real expert on this, but I'd have to say my first thoughts was the Chevy Vega. Okay. Didn't have, I had friends that, I never drove it, but I had friends that had those that just were waiting almost from the day they got it to get rid of it. And then the Pacer, American automobile company made a car called the Pacer. People may not remember that vehicle. I only selected as one of the worst because it's the first car I ever heard of they tried to sell without a transmission. It was an option to buy a transmission. You know, so I consider that to be just unbelievable, you know. And then one that came over from our friends in Europe, the Yugo. The Yugo was one of the worst little cars to ever come across the pond. That thing was like a mosquito fogger almost, you know, 500 miles out the gate. Just a very, very poorly constructed car. So that's three. There's many more I can think of that weren't that good of cars, but I only put the Pacer in there because when you try to sell me a car and it doesn't come standard with a transmission, I'm not satisfied that that was the right thing to do.
Now, that was not exactly a brilliant marketing move on the part of American Motors, a way to keep the price of the car artificially low. But, you know, one choice or another, you got to pick whether you're getting an automatic or a manual, whatever the offerings were back in 75 when the Pacer was first introduced to the world. But I will concur with you on the Yugo. I mean, that is without doubt one of the worst vehicles ever manufactured. And I did run into a radio station owner who had a bunch of them, and for whatever reason had some pretty good luck with them. But then again, like I said, he had a bunch of them. The reason why he had a bunch is because he was using some of his vehicles in his collection as parts cars, so he
yeah.
would be able to take off whatever happens to be broken this week on his main one and take it from one of the donor vehicles. Let's see what else. I mean, a lot of people think the Edsel was a bad vehicle, but in my opinion, the Edsel actually had a lot of good features, a lot of good innovations, the push-button automatic transmission buttons on the steering wheel. Of course, the Tucker had that many, many years ago, but this was the first time we saw that, and the Edsel was more of a marketing failure rather than a mechanical failure.
Right, I agree with you. Actually, there's some of those in the collector's world that people claim are really delightful cars to have in their collection.
Yeah, absolutely. A gentleman who contributes to this show quite often, Phil Skinner, the former collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and a guy that covers auctions and classic cars still as a freelance writer. And what car does he collect? He collects Edsels. I don't know, but I think he has somewhere in the vicinity of 10 or so.
Wow.
So there are people out there that will collect, just like I know that there are Pacer collectors out there.
Of course, because it's such a unique car.
Exactly.
It was a wide-body little car.
It was. It was kind of fishbowl-shaped. It had a big, you know, kind of interesting, very, you know, high-tech for the day, curved side glass, and the little hatch area in the back there. But certainly dynamically, it was not a good vehicle. And got off to a kind of a fast sale start. People were really interested in them at first, but then the problems started to show up. Another one I would put on the list is just simply because it was a vehicle that never should have been given the nameplate. General Motors, of course, had their X-bodied cars in the 1980s. There was the Chevrolet Citation. There was the Pontiac Phoenix. There was the Buick variant. There was an Oldsmobile variant as well. But the one that really got me was the Cadillac Cimarron. That was just an awful vehicle to be wearing the Cadillac name. A front-wheel drive Cadillac, and there's nothing wrong with that. They've gone on to have many other front-wheel drive Cadillacs. But that one definitely belongs on, I think, one of the all-time worst lists. And the other one is that pops into my head is a vehicle you're going to have to Google or look up, because this is probably one of the ugliest vehicles ever made. The vehicle was called the Fuller, like Fuller Brush Company, F-U-L-L-E-R, Die Maxon, and it was from 1933. If you go back and take a look at that vehicle, you're going to see one of the ugliest vehicles in the history of automobiles. So we'll have people do a little homework during the break there. See if you can pull up the Fuller Daxamaxin.
Oh, wow.
And check that one out from 1933. There are others that fall into my head as well. There was a Crosley from the 1940s. I believe it was called the Hot Shot. That was an ugly-looking sports car. Not good mechanically. We'll take a quick break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Yes, he's with us, as usual, at this time, Dan Watson. CEO of thelubepage.com and the expert above all experts when it comes to lubrication. We're going to be talking lubrication and answering your questions as well. But I did a quick Wikipedia search on this Dymaxon car, and it was featured prominently at the Chicago 1933 and 1934 World Fair. It was designed by American inventor Buckminster Fuller. And here's the idea of the vehicle. They were kind of trying to be ahead of their time, but the reality of the situation, it just doesn't make any sense. They designed the vehicle to look like a plane that was taxiing, figuring that maybe one day we would have a vehicle that could land, fly, and drive. But it just turned out to be one funky-looking vehicle. And it was built in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
I just want to make sure our listeners understand when I said that you know some stuff when it comes to general car knowledge, because I bet you there's not four or five people in the listening audience that had ever heard of this car. So good on you, Bob. That's going into some crafty corners to find some things that are unusual. Someday you'll use that as a trivia question on your show.
That's right.
The car that looked like a plane taxiing that came out in 1933, you know, win something. So.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, before we leave it, I was just going to say, I'm not picking on the Vega, but here's the problem. I knew several people with Vega. Honestly, if you could get 60,000 miles out of the engine before you blew the head gaskets, you really achieved something. It was the first time they'd tried an all-aluminum engine.
Yes.
And they had just numerous problems. Now, to put our folks at rest, there's plenty of engines today with aluminum heads and even some with aluminum blocks and aluminum heads, but the alloy of aluminum has improved. It's not the same basic alloy of aluminum they were trying to use then. So, granted, somebody needed to go down that direction for a lighter weight engine, but boy, it proved out to be a costly venture for the people who owned the Vegas, because they just had all kinds of... And I think for a while, GM was replacing engines and stuff up to like 50,000 miles, trying to, save the market. But they gave it an honest try, and boy, it soon was well known honest throughout fair. The marketing, the market, that you would have trouble with that engine.
Absolutely, and... Yeah, this is one of the first domestic-made small vehicles. It was rear-wheel drive, but like you said, using that aluminum componentry, maybe a little bit too ahead of its time. But, yeah, I remember lots of folks as well complaining about the repair bills with that vehicle. That was just a little...
Well, you know, as consumers, we always hate to be the test population.
Yeah.
And getting the car to see how it's going to work out, because we'd like to get one that we could say, oh, it's working out really well. It's already been proven. Nothing goes wrong. You know, I bought a van a couple of years ago, and it's a Ford van, and it's for business. And I specifically looked for a 289 16-valve engine, because I didn't want a more valves than that had variable valve timing and all the stuff that they came out with right around the time of this van, because I said, look, I'll stick with the one that has proven technology back to the first 289 built somewhere in about 1960 or something. So you just give me that engine. I'll be happy with that. I'll put up with all the facts that you tell me it's not as powerful as the one with three valves or four valves and variable valve timing and all this other stuff, because in reality, we had a saying in the Navy, we called it the KISS principle, K-I-S-S. And what it stood for was keep it simple, stupid, you know, because the more you make something complex, the more you're going to work on it to keep it at its top level performance. So you try to make things as complex as they need to be, but not more complex than they need to be. And that's sort of an engineering rule of thumb when it comes to things. I had a little MGB GT one time.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. But, you know, MGs are a tinkering man's car. I had the
Very well said.
I had a little unison thing to balance my carburetors, those updraft carburetors. You know, you'd think, well, my gosh, didn't you guys ever hear of a two-barrel or something? You know, but no, no updrafts. You had to balance them. 8 spark plugs about every 6,000 miles. But I loved driving the car, but I had to agree to the fact that it was going to have a little bit of different of a maintenance schedule maybe than what I was used to.
Yes, exactly. Part of the treasure of owning the MGB, the experience. But you're absolutely right. There are a lot of, you know, I kind of call them not exactly reliable vehicles, but still very sought after, very much in demand, and you know that continues into vehicles that have been made in the 90s and in the 2000s, and you know there are some that will cost you an arm and a leg to repair, but they're just cool vehicles, and certainly the MG, I can certainly understand you putting up with all of the problems that were associated with all those British roadsters. They used to call out the electric manufacturer for pretty much all the British cars was Lucas and Lucas Electrical, and the little funny line that they used about it was they used to call him the king of darkness or something.
Oh, yeah, because I'll tell you, I was just going to say, just before you got to that, that one of the things you had to be willing to work with in a Triumph or a MG, any of those British Leyland products, was figuring out what was going wrong with the electrical system.
Exactly.
Because it was constantly something going wrong. You'd have taillights start flashing. You'd have taillights go out. You'd have headlights working but not working in the right position. You know, it just one thing after the other, and the things were notorious for having wiring problems where you had to completely replace the wiring because it was like, what did you make this wire out of? How can a wire break inside the insulation? You know, I mean, it's just...
I know.
It's a history that's well known, but you can't stop people from owning them.
No, definitely.
Because I love to drive that. That MG was such a tight steering. It was so fun to drive.
And the proper expression is, I just remembered it, the Prince of Darkness.
Oh.
So it had to have a little royal taste to it. The Prince of Darkness, Lucas Electronics. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about buying AMSOIL factory direct as a preferred customer. And we're also going to take some calls. We've got Jack in Texas and room for you as well.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Mexican government officials will meet this week with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, where the topic will be tariffs on imports as a result of what's seen as a failure to assist with migrants coming to the U.S. border. On Fox News Sunday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the tariffs will not hurt Americans and Mexico can help Americans.
They've got tremendously strong immigration laws, much stronger than ours. They have the ability to do things that we cannot. Congress will not help us fix our laws, so we're turning to Mexico to help us fix the situation on the border.
In Virginia Beach, the investigation continues into the motive behind a gunman walking into a city building and shooting a dozen people to death. ABC's This Week Police Chief James Rivera says there's no need for new gun legislation.
We do have the Second Amendment. It is very stringent for our country. In this particular case, weapons were obtained legally. Everything was done in a legal manner by this individual.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Dan Watson, CEO of the Lube Page, is with us. That means that we've got the best in the business when it comes to answering your oil and lubrication questions. Dan, tell us about the Preferred Customer Program.
Well, just a little bit on this for our listeners, it's to their advantage to hear this. AMSOIL began in 1971, and over time, it became a more of a direct marketing company because in those early years, except for Mobil 1 being out there, nobody ever heard much about any synthetic oil and they didn't know what it was, and so you couldn't just drive around in a truck and unload it and put it on auto parts shelves and hope that anybody would buy it because they didn't know what it was, and even the people at the counter weren't too sure what it was. So they went to direct marketing, which allowed dealers in those days and in these days, like myself, to be able to talk to people and explain to them what this stuff is, to have some idea whether it would work for them, be to their advantage, what were the advantages, the benefits of using synthetic engine oil, transmission fluid, gear lube, those type things. Today, that's not so necessary because the entire lube marketplace is opened up to synthetics and the quality is understood. Now, the advantage in all of this, though, as time went along, is AMSOIL developed this factory direct program called the Preferred Customer Program, allowing people around the country to buy direct through a catalog or now through the internet, or they can actually, if they sign up through me, they can call me. I'll place orders for them. I'll help them get the right product, what the application is. But the big deal on this, it gives you about a 25% discount off of the retail prices posted on the internet, so sometimes 30%. So it's a very good way to buy AMSOIL and save some money. Now, recently, because of the way the marketplace moves and the pressures on the internet, they've moved to allowing people to buy at the discount as a preferred customer and also to participate in the free shipping if the order is $100 or larger. So that's getting pretty crazy. You can get the stuff shipped to you for nothing and also get it at a 25 to 30% discount. Now, how do you do this? Well, the Preferred Customer Program is a membership program, similar if you were a member of Sam's Wholesale or Costco, one of these places where you pay an annual membership fee and you go there and buy whatever they have to offer at discount prices. This one is a program where you can be a preferred customer and the company will charge you $20 a year. They'll send you a monthly magazine out to the preferred customers with the information about the products you might be interested in buying, and also you get a catalog with the reduced prices in it, so as you can see the preferred customer prices. Now, if you find this program would be interesting to you, I'm going to give you an offer here that you might want to take advantage of, and that is that if you come to the Lube page and contact me through the Lube page, Dan Watson, or danwatson@thelubepage.com, that's my email, then I'll give you a free 6-month preferred customer program. It's what we call a trial membership. I'll give it to you, and you can see if it works out for you. If it does, then you would renew at the regular price after the 6 months. But if you want to try it out, want to buy some products at a discount price, then get in touch with me and take advantage of this preferred customer program with no charge, free, for a 6-month membership so that you can see if all this works out. Now, one of the added benefits of that is that all the preferred customers that I have, and I have lots of them, they call me off and on, send me emails asking for product advice, and I give each and every one the same amount of attention that I would if they were one of my big business accounts, because preferred customers are really the people that made this company by being there to buy product over the years when none of the retail stores would give us the time of day. Now, all the retail stores are giving us time of day and wanting us in their stores, but we still have this little gold nugget program called the Preferred Customer Program. And like I said, contact me at any way that you can. My toll-free number, 800-370-2986. Email me, danwatson@thelubepage.com. Go to the Lube page. There's a way to contact me in the Lube page. Contact Dan in the Lube page. However you do it, make sure that you go through me to get the preferred customer membership, and I'll do it for you for 6 months for free. No obligation. You don't have to purchase anything. You just contact me. We'll set you up with it, and I think you'll find a lot of good products at reduced prices that you'll be happy you made that move.
Absolutely. And we're getting a bunch of people emailing us up. Why don't we take a question from Jack in Texas, who writes us, and he says, I have a late model Toyota and have recently read about low-speed pre-ignition. This sounds bad. How can I prevent it?
Well, he probably doesn't have to worry about it. Low-speed pre-ignition only applies to direct-injected gasoline engines, not to the multi-port fuel injector that we're used to seeing in Toyota. And so you may be getting some direct-injected Toyotas. I'd have to look at what they're offering these days. But the direct-injected engine, you'll know it's a GDI, gasoline direct-injected engine. The EcoBoost engines are direct-injected engines made by Ford. And folks, what these things are is in a direct-injected engine, you get these injectors are right in the cylinder, and you get a little bit more fuel than what you would with multi-port fuel injected, and you get some fuel contamination that will get into the oil, and you also can get a little bit of fuel contamination mixed with a little bit of lightweight oil that can get trapped down on the sides of the piston due to the geometry of the piston. And then because of the motion of the piston, that oil and fuel mixture will get slung back up into the combustion chamber. And then when the piston is coming up in the power stroke, starting to build pressure, that light oil and gas mixture will ignite, pre-ignite. It will start to ignite before the actual spark plug is to ignite the mixture. Now, that can just cause a knock, an annoying knock. But if it's bad enough, if there's enough fuel and enough oil mixed together and it does it, they have had it so far out of time that they've broken piston connector rods, broken crankshafts. So it's a serious issue in gasoline direct injected engines. Okay, I keep saying that because I don't want people to have any concern unless they have a GDI, a gasoline direct injected engine. Now, if you do, what you want to do is buy an SN Plus. The classification for oil right now, API, is SN. That's the latest classification. SN Plus means that the oil has been designed that it will not participate in this pre-ignition phenomenon. By the way, all AMSOIL gasoline engine oils are SN Plus, and they will not participate in the pre-ignition phenomenon. Now, you need to make sure that's what you're buying, though, because some of these very cheap oils, they haven't done anything. They just left them at the SN rating, and you don't want to use that in your car that is a gasoline direct injected engine. You could cause some damage. So look for SN Plus rated engine oil. All right, got through that one.
Some good advice, absolutely. We have Brad in Portland, Oregon, sending us a note. Brad is the owner of a 2012 Honda Accord with 160,000 miles on it. He says he's using about a quart every 1,500 miles. Wants to know if this is normal and if there's anything you can do to reduce the oil consumption. When we come back on the other side, we're going to put Brad at the top, but we can put you in second position if you call us up at 855-660-4261, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com as well. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back here on Auto World. We thank you very much for being here. We've got the man himself. That's right, Dan Watson is with us, and we've got a question on the table from Portland, Oregon, where a gentleman has a Honda Accord with 160,000 miles on it. He's only getting about 1,500 miles out of a quart of oil and wants to know if that's normal. And he also wants to know other ways that he could lower the consumption of oil. What do you think, Dan?
Well, it's not normal. I've dealt with Hondas that had 400,000 miles on them that were using the Accord about every 4,000, 4,500 miles. So it's not normal, and there are a couple things that can be going on here. One is that somebody didn't really change oil on time very good, and it might have been him, or it might have been that he picked this car up from somebody, and it may have some stuck rings. That's one possibility. People say, well, how can stuck rings cause you to use oil? Well, what it does is you don't get a good seal, ring seal, when you have stuck rings, and you get pressure going past the piston during the combustion process down into the crankcase. When it does that, it builds up pressure in the crankcase. Now, we have this thing called a positive crankcase ventilation system. PCV valve is what does that. When that valve opens, what it does, it sucks that pressure out of the crankcase. Well, if you've got oil vapor in the crankcase, then what's going to happen? You're going to suck that oil vapor in at a moderate rate, but you're going to keep sucking it, and what it's going to do is it's going to burn that, and it may be burning it at a slow enough rate that you don't really see anything out the tailpipe, any kind of smoke. But you're burning oil because you've got ring problems that they're not sealing well, and you're pressurizing the crankcase. All right. The other aspect is maybe your rings aren't too bad, and maybe your PCV valve is just stuck open and it's just sucking on the crankcase even when there's not much pressure there. So PCV valves are cheap. Get you a new one, Brad, and just put it in. It's easy to do. You just go put a PCV valve in, and that may be the first thing to help. Now, if you want to try to figure out if you got the rings are stuck, you could do sort of a pressure test. You could do a pressure test, and it can be what they call a wet pressure test. You make sure you have oil in the cylinders, and you're doing it, and you're trying to see if it's all the compression is maybe 160 pounds or so, whatever it happens to be, and then maybe you find one that's only 80 pounds. That would mean maybe that particular piston has stuck rings. But that gets a little hard to do unless you're a mechanic. So here's a suggestion. You probably want to just change the oil in this vehicle. And what I would suggest is that you change the oil in this vehicle to an aggressive cleaner like AMSOIL's Signature Series oil. Now, why are they so aggressive? Because they still have ester in the oil. Ester is a very aggressive solvent cleaning agent that will clean anything and everything in a hurry. Now, there's also a mild flush made by AMSOIL. Why do I say mild? Why don't I say aggressive, tough? Well, because the difference is there's some caustic flushes out there. I say caustic. They have very high pHs that you can buy, and those things can be dangerous. They can mess up seals and other things in the car. So be careful with these kinds of really aggressive, tight flushes. The one from AMSOIL, harmless to your seals, but it will free up rings. Now, so you do the oil change after you do the flush according to the instructions on the engine flush from AMSOIL. Then you put in this AMSOIL Signature Series. For this car, I'd use a 10W30. And you run that for about maybe 2,000 miles. And you take the filter off and you put another filter on and you top it off with oil. Then you drive it about maybe 7,500 to 10,000, whatever you're comfortable with, and you make the next complete oil change with a new filter. And I would recommend at that time that you put on the AMSOIL high-efficient filter at that time. What you're doing is you're eliminating the fact that your oil consumption would be due to stuck rings and so forth because you've just used a pretty solid known cleaning mechanism, the flush and the synthetic Signature Series oil. And I've never seen a time that that won't clean the rings out using that process. You'll get them clean. Now, if after that you still have oil consumption, you replace the PCV valve, you've done this stuff, what I would tell you is you got too much ring wear at one time. So how are you going to deal with that? Well, you're going to go from the 1030 up to a 1040. See if that'll give you a better ring seal, cut down on your oil consumption, and you may live happily ever after by doing that. But I would go through that process. I would flush the engine with the AMSOIL engine flush. I would put in AMSOIL Signature Series with a regular filter, run that about 2,000 miles, spin the filter off, put a new one on, top it off with AMSOIL 10W30 signature, drive it on out to 7,500 to 10,000 miles, and do a complete change with an AMSOIL filter and 10W30 Signature Series, and drive it a little while and see what your oil consumption comes down to. If it doesn't fix it, move up to a 10W40, they call premium protection synthetic. I think that would be your last thing you would do before considering trading it if that doesn't fix the oil consumption.
That makes a whole lot of sense, Dan, and some great advice for our listener in Portland on KPAM. Love to hear from you guys, and let's see if we can sneak one more question in at least. Let's hope we can sneak in somebody who has been very patient. Let's see, where did he go? I had him right here a second ago. Yes, a question from here we go. Corpus Christi, Texas. Gary in Corpus Christi, Texas. I have a diesel truck with a urea tank. Can I remove the tank, or does it matter? Ooh,
a lot of guys want to remove that tank. They think it's a pain in the butt. And what I tell them to do is, I wouldn't say kiss the tank, but stand next to it and say, thank you, tank. Thank you, tank.
Yeah.
Because that tank of urea, folks, it's where we're trying to address nitrous oxide. You can either treat nitrous oxide in the cylinder by heavy exhaust gas recirculation, choking the engine down, reducing its power. That's what we did for a while. Or you can spritz a little urea into a reaction chamber in the exhaust, and it'll react with the nitrous oxide, and the result of urea and nitrous oxide will make water vapor. Now, if you ask me, I'm going to pour all the urea I can get in that tank, and I'm going to let my engine go back to doing what it's supposed to do, produce power, and I'm going to cut down on all that exhaust gas recirculation, because what that is, you have to understand, folks, what's going on. We're trying to reduce the peak temperature in the cylinder, because higher peak temperatures tend to create more nitrous oxide. So what I'm doing is I'm bringing this exhaust and I'm pouring it back into the cylinder with fresh air, but my goodness, that exhaust, it's all burnt out. The oxygen is gone. So I'm actually defeating the purpose of my turbocharger. I got a turbocharger on this engine to try to push more oxygen into the cylinder. And what am I doing? I'm bringing this exhaust gas recirculation back, and it's like I'm kind of fighting with myself. My engine is conflicted. It doesn't know what it wants to do. Does it want more oxygen or not? But since about 2011 to 2013, in that time frame, we see all these trucks come out with these urea tanks, and that means that the manufacturer has decided, hey, we got to stop choking our engine to death. And you had a urea tank, you're probably getting 4 to 5 miles per gallon better fuel economy than the trucks prior to it that didn't have one. So be glad you got the urea tank. And oh, by the way, if you were to get caught disconnecting or taking it off, you might get some free lodging down in the local Who's Gal with the sheriff, you know. So don't do that. It's a good tank to be on there. It's doing a great thing. It's actually a good way to treat the exhaust, lower those nitrous oxides, and let your engine have some power. So be glad you got it.
Really good advice. Why don't we make sure and reiterate your telephone number and website so that folks can take advantage of that very generous offer of a trial membership where they can really save lots and lots of money. The trial membership as a preferred customer. So, best ways to get a hold of you, Dan?
Yeah, my toll-free 800-370-2986. You can email me. My name, Dan Watson, at theloopage.com. Or you can go right straight to theloopage.com.
Great job as usual, my friend. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Bob. Good time.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for joining me.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.